Sarah and I couldn't have picked a better time to have this conversation. If she had ever felt the weight of being a technician turned business owner, caught up in the doing of her business and the inordinate price she was paying for it, it was right now. It was 10 o'clock at night. As usual, she'd had a tumultuous day. Her face was flush with the exertion of mopping the floors, bundling and tossing out the trash, preparing the ovens for the next day, cleaning the counters to their original high luster, in addition to a full day of waiting on customers, serving up pie, coffee, and tea, washing, drying, and stacking plates, cups, saucers, and shining the silver. And yet, with all that had gone on in the shop that day, you couldn't have known it. For as always, the shop was impeccable. And despite the cost to her of keeping it that way, I couldn't help but notice the deep satisfaction Sarah felt as she surveyed her domain. But she was obviously tired. We pulled two chairs up to a table and quietly sipped the tea she'd prepared for us. The large clock ticked emphatically on the wall, punctuating our silence. An occasional car drove by the shop. People walked by the shop's windows, occasionally looking into the shop as they continued on their journey into the night. I waited for a sign from Sarah that she was ready. Finally, she began thoughtfully and quietly. "You talk about McDonald's as an example to be modeled. I'm not sure I agree with you about that. I know if my aunt were here today, she would think of McDonald's as exactly the opposite of what you've suggested it is. Talk to me about that," she said. "I'm interested in how you would respond to my aunt, about what you would say to her." "You know, Sarah," I began, "I can sense that something has shifted in you today, something important. I can sense also, from the tone of your question, that you're truly interested in pursuing this question about McDonald's, and I'm inspired to engage in the question with you at the deepest level. I want to thank you for that. It's true, many small business owners at first misunderstand my point about McDonald's. They associate fast food with low quality. They infer then that by setting McDonald's up as an example, I'm suggesting that one can be incredibly successful in business despite the seemingly low quality of the product delivered, when exactly the opposite is true. But let me get back to that in a moment. As for your aunt, even though I've never met her, from the way you've described her, I feel I know her. And this is what I would say to her if she were here asking me the question herself. I would say that Ray Kroc was a man with a purpose. His purpose was clear, undiluted, and sure. He lived in an ordinary world, like we all do, a world in which most things don't work the way they're supposed to. At McDonald's, he saw something that did work, exactly as it was supposed to, time after time after time. To Ray Kroc, that was an inspiration. In fact, he was awed by it. He was a simple man. And he fell in love with the sheer enormity of the thing he called McDonald's. As certainly as you loved baking pies, Ray Kroc loved making McDonald's. As certainly as you loved producing an exceptional pie, Ray Kroc loved producing an exceptional result the same way, with the same impact, time after time. As certainly as you loved the aroma, the smells, the sight, the taste of your kitchen, Ray Kroc loved the aroma, the smells, the sight, the taste of McDonald's. He was a man in love. Now, from the outside in, I can understand why you might be critical of McDonald's. You might say that people shouldn't eat meat. You might say that the hamburgers could be fatter or less fatty or this or that. But what you couldn't say, what you could never say, is that McDonald's doesn't keep its promise, because it does. Better than just about any business in the world, McDonald's, the love of Ray Kroc's life, still keeps its promise long after Ray Kroc is gone. It delivers exactly what we have come to expect of it every single time. So that's why I look upon McDonald's as a model for every small business. Because it can do in its more than 28,000 stores what most of us can't do in only one. And to me, that's what integrity is all about. It's about doing what you say you will do, and if you can't, learning how. If that's the measure of an incredible business, and I believe it is, then there is no more incredible business than McDonald's. Who among us small business owners can say we do things as well? But McDonald's is even more important than that. McDonald's has not only created an extraordinary business, it has created for all of us small business owners an extraordinary way to create an extraordinary business. It has created a model we can emulate. And the profound impact that has had on our economy over the past four decades is beyond our comprehension. So, Sarah's aunt, I honestly believe if you had known Ray Kroc, you would have discovered in him a kindred spirit. You would have invited him into your kitchen, and he would have invited you into his. You would have discussed with him with great passion the art of creating a fine pie crust, and he would have discussed with you, with just as great a passion, the art of creating a fine French fry. You would have shared with him your secret for preparing the fruit, just as he would share with you his secret for preparing the hamburger buns he so lovingly devoted himself to. You're two peas in a pod, with one big exception. You, Sarah's aunt, had but one kitchen in which you loved to work. Your kitchen, making your pies, alone, or with Sarah by your side. Ray Kroc had thousands upon thousands of kitchens in which he loved to work, perfecting all the time his ability to touch millions of people with the same loving attention you've lavished on a few. You're a technician, a craftsperson who loves what you do. He was an entrepreneur, albeit still a craftsperson who loved what he did. The only difference between the two of you is an order of magnitude. So let me tell you how he crafted something that size.